out. All right. And feel that this silence is our shared space. It's our shared sanctuary. And you simply allow your experience, the totality of your experience, to unfold in this silence. Without any knowledge. Without bringing any knowledge to what arises. Not knowing. In not knowing, we don't have a preference. We're open. Not knowing equals being in the now. Just see what happens moment by moment, what arises. See that the sound of this voice, it arises without you doing anything. It's coming fresh out of the now. And it's the same for every thought, every sense perception, every sensation, every feeling. Experience is the waves that the now makes. And here in the shrine, we're sort of basking in and as the now, not so interested in the waves. Just allowing the waves. To begin with, you may become aware of how much knowledge you bring to every feeling or sensation or thought. You may become aware of the commentary but that's just another wave. There's no problem, it's not a problem. If you can allow it, without sticking to it. Without letting it stick to you. Where there may be resistance. And again, no problem. It's a problem when we sort of wrestle with resistance, trying to modify it or dissolve it. Much easier to simply let it be. And even more to unlabel it if it comes with a label. Resistance is way too much information. In the now, there's really no labels. There's no past. You would need to refer to the past. You would need to have something to compare something with in order to label it. So the now is the ultimate relaxation, the ultimate spa. And in even feel that here in this place, you don't have to differentiate between a thought, a sense perception, and a bodily sensation. That's too much work. You can trust that everything that arises arises out of this silence or presence. You can, and if you don't trust that, you can conduct a mini experiment. For example, you bring a gentle awareness to the sound of this voice. And you establish that it arises unsolicited and unfolds and dissolves in your awareness. Just check it out as you hear the sound of this voice. See that you perceive this voice. And perhaps even more, see that this voice arises sort of inside you. And then dissolves in you, like a wave to the ocean. And then very gently in your own time, slightly shift your attention from the sound of this voice to the sensation of the tingling of your hands. And establish that the tingling of your hands is perceived by you. Take your time. Really see, I perceive the tingling of my hands. And even more, the tingling of my hands sort of unfolds, tingles away in me. And then travel back and forth between the sound of this voice and the tingling of my hands, the sound of this voice, the tingling of the hands. And see that you don't shift from one metaphoric room to another. You don't shift spaces. You don't cross a border. They're not different awarenesses, one for the sound of Ellen's voice and one for the tingling of the hands. Only one awareness. With lots of waves. If we were to open our eyes, which we won't do, we would see that when the visual perception arises, it appears in the very same presence, in the very same space. And we could conduct this experiment with every experience. In order to really make it our direct experience that there is only one borderless, unlocated location for every appearance. And that is essentially what we are. So that the paradox is that all experience rises out of me, and yet I don't know. Or rather, and also, I am not knowing. I am pure openness. See the habit, the tension of the knower. Don't try to get rid of it, but just recognize it. It's a bodily tension, a grasping. A directing of thinking. And again, No need to get rid. You can't. We don't want to get rid of anything. Everything is welcomed. Allowing the unpleasantness, because it's often the feelings in the body, the resistance, the tension that's unpleasant that triggers this kind of impulse to know, to direct, to compare, to evaluate. So if there's an unpleasantness or resistance, just see that it's a wave in the now, alongside all the other waves, alongside the sound of this voice. Say hi. Make space for it. Simply by acknowledging that it is surrounded with openness, then you don't have to focus on it. Just let it do its wave thing. You come back to a sense of the totality of experience. A wide lens. No focus. You're back in the spa, enjoying the now. Until the next contraction. Resistance, distraction, sense of lack calls for your gentle, more exclusive attention. So you go like a good mother. You go to that which calls for attention. You take it in your arms. You place it alongside all the other waves in the now. You pat it, you pet it. You sing to it for a bit. You love it. And then you return to the openness of your presence, not focusing on any particularity of experience. Not just exclusively one area of experience over the other, not favoring thoughts over feelings or feelings over thoughts, or sense perceptions over thoughts or feelings. Everything is equal, equally unfolding. The body sometimes wants to take the first seat, the first row. It's fun to try and not let it say, yes, you're welcome, but not any more than the sound of Ellen's voice or the movement of the mind, of the thinking. You can even do something else, which is sort of to mix these different levels of experience together. Sound of Ellen's voice, mixing it with the sensation in your body. Mixing the sensation in your body with the sound of Ellen's voice. Throwing in a few thoughts. Making a soup. And then feeding the soup to this presence that you are. You can be playful in your experiments, in the experiments that challenge the sort of primacy of experience, of my experience as a body mind. No, the primacy is presence, the space. Be the space knowingly. And having said all that, because our sessions are called the awakening body, and because we always do, we are going to give the body some attention, some special attention. So turning our attention towards the body now, knowingly saying, okay body, I'm gonna give you some of my more exclusive love. And just feel your body. Your body will be so happy to have a little bit of special attention from this beautiful openness that doesn't have agendas. Feel your body as it comes to your attention. Maybe first the tension coming to your attention. Maybe even a web of tension, because the body might want to show you what it takes. What it takes to seem to be the envelope for the separate self. So let the body show you its boo-boos. How hard it has to contract to maintain the sense of separation. Just let it show you wherever that may be, you know. Maybe in the shoulders. So you just look with your tactile sense. You take it in your arms, that tension, that web. You gently sort of coax it up to the surface. Don't have a visual, you know, I say the shoulders, but really feel more like your arms are open and you're gently allowing this web of whatever constitutes the separate one at the level of the body. You sort of let it surface. And it might be very strange sensations, a bit in the shoulders, and oh, here we are in the forehead and in the tummy, or in the eyeballs. Just see how when you just gently draw this up to the surface, as a little bit when you're at the ocean and you see a bit of seaweed and you start to pull, and then there's more and there's more and then there's more and more. And see if you can gently, though, no agenda, it's more like a gesture of deep friendship towards the tension that the body holds, that you would draw it up to the surface. See if you can not visualize it, though. It's more effortless, it's more mysterious. And as it appears at the surface, really it means that it touches the friendliness, the openness that surrounds it. The tension, as it surfaces, it's cradled in a sense of unconditional welcoming. It doesn't have to go away. It doesn't have to relax. I'm speaking to this tension. You don't have to go away. You don't have to relax. You don't have to do anything. You can just be. We have no agenda. We're not even interested in knowing too much about you, other than feeling you. Feel your face, the sensations of holding tension in the mouth, in the teeth, in the cheeks, in the eyes, very much in the eyes, in the forehead, as if these sensations were being combed out into the openness. Doesn't make any sense. And comb them out into the space in front, but also into the space behind. Even maybe take your eyeballs and just place them in the openness. If they want, they can float away for a bit. And let some openness pour into the skull, through the ears, through the ear canals. And then you leave the head for a bit, you move to another part of the body, the shoulders, the neck area. How do you want to proceed here? Maybe you want to splash a bit of openness, like you would splash a baby gently with warm water, and the baby would giggle and enjoy and completely let go. And maybe that would be nice for the shoulders. I don't know. Again, don't visualize, just go with your tactile sense. Then don't stay too long, because if we stay too long with something like tension, it can crystallize more tension. So you just move away, maybe feel the whole length of the arms. And you have no visual, so it's just a sensation of the arms. And just feel that they flow down the arms, that the sensation of the arms flows down. And maybe feel that the shoulders, the density of the shoulders can sort of become a bit more liquid and flow down through the channel of the arms, liquid, all the way down through the elbows and through the wrists. So you have to open the wrists a bit. And through the palms of the hands, like deltas of a river. So that the weight of the arms pours out through the palms of the hands into the ocean. So that the space beyond the body, it's an extension of the body, just like the ocean is an extension of the river. So there's somewhere to go for the body. Feel the hands can penetrate the surface of what they touch, because it's not dead inert, it's porous. And I don't live in the arms or even in the body. The body lives in me. So the body can spread out in me. Now feel the legs. Feel the pelvis, the hip sockets. There's a lot of feeling there. Lots of tension and holdings in the pelvis, in the sexual area, in the hips, in the thighs, the muscles, the calves, and also in the knees and ankles. So first you say hello. And then see if you can surrender the weight of the pelvis and of the legs to send the message to the body, look, you can let go. Down. You're just a sensation, a vibration. And the earth too is a sensation. And don't try to get rid of any unpleasantness. If there's unpleasantness or hardness, for example, with the ground, that's a projection of the mind. Just let it slowly become clear. There is no hardness. There are no hard edges. There are no boundaries. There's only one space, and there's only one substance. Feel your breath. Your breath is a helper. Your breath is your ambassador, your diplomat, your nurse, your loving flow. With the in-breath, you just send the message of love, let it ripple through the body. I love you. And with the out-breath, the same rippling, the same message, just a different quality. Now gently let the body move a bit. Sitting, you're sitting, we're all sitting, so just a torso. Maybe to begin with, you trace a circle with a torso. Your hands may be on your knees if you're sitting on the ground, or however most comfortable position for your hands and your arms, and then you just let your torso move, but rather than moving it willfully, feel that the torso and also the head, the spine are being moved by the currents of spaciousness, invisible currents. And there's no, it's in the now, it's a nowing, not a moving in time. A moving in the now. No knowledge, not knowing. Let your head be part of the movement. But no knowledge of the head. Nowhere to go. Feel the spine can elongate and curve and then arch or round. You have, these are just words. You just let the words speak directly to the body. Just vibrating sensation and openness. Yes. And now let this movement come back to stillness. And again, not knowing how or where or who, just let it happen. You are already the stillness, the body coming back into you. Yes. And when the physical body stops moving, make sure you continue to allow it to empty itself in whatever way. Empty itself of its weight, the arms and the legs especially. More. Yes, more. I know, because me too. More. Shoulders, more. Smiling. Top of the head towards the ceiling, gentle, not the shoulders, not the hips. Yes, now the chin coming down towards the torso, the head moving down. And now rocking the head towards the right. And then slowly letting the neck and the head trace a circle, very smooth, no jerkiness. It's in now. Now we're nowing, we're not knowing. No head, no neck, just rippling, vibrating. You're the openness. It's okay, it's allowed to be the openness. If there's fear, that's appearing in the openness. And when you complete the circle, but no anticipation, the direction changes. Don't do it. Be the now. Yes, now let the head, but it's not a head, it's just a flow. Let it come back to its aligned stillness, slow. Don't live in the head, let the head find its home in you. Yes. Feel the whole torso. Feel the whole body. Let it be a vibrating mass, not a thing. It's a fluid mass. Let it touch the space beyond it. Yes. Now, slowly, arms are floating up off your lap into the space in front, long fingers on the horizontal. Just place your arms on an invisible table. So they're completely supported from the shoulders all the way to the fingertips. And now carving the space right and left slowly. Don't do it, just feel the cut of the space of the air, right, left, arms opening. Can my arms be long, touching the walls, going through the walls, right and left? Feel that with your body of sensation. You don't see, you have no idea of the limits, how long my arms are. Yes, and then slowly let the arms come down. Don't be in a rush. What a shame to be in a rush. Every micro sensation, a whole world in the now. And now let the arms dissolve. And again, the right arm only, falling up into the space all the way to the ceiling. Weightless, it's falling. Feel the aliveness of this right arm. Let the right arm vibrate in the right arm. Left arm is flowing into the earth. And coming back with the right arm, the same pathway. Caressing the wall in front. Slow. I know that sometimes that anticipator comes into the picture. Wants to get ahead of the game, wants to avoid feeling. But here in the shrine, we love feeling. We're in love with a tactile experience. We're tantric. We like when it's a bit too cold, or when there's a bit of tension, or when it's smooth and expanded. We like it all, because we know it's all made out of the unnameable. Here comes the left arm, and she's floating up, falling up, weightless, all the way up. Palm radiating into the space in front, armpit shining a light. When you're dropping the right arm completely into the gravity, whilst the left arm is sort of vibrating within itself. Welcome the whole thing. No reason. Welcome the beating of your heart, the commentating mind. Yes, slowly the arm coming down. I am the space. I am the temperature. I am the tingling. I am the borderlessness. Let the arm disappear. Collapse the spine, let it round. Liquid spine, middle, up, lower, middle, upper back. The head can round. The breath can be freer. Feel your tummy. Let your tummy be free with the in-breath to really expand. Feel warm water pouring the back down the back body. Like you, the whole body sort of melting. Melting with gravity. Let your mouth, your face, your teeth, your lips melt. Brr. Don't live in the body now. Make sure the body is allowed to melt in you. Make sure the sitz bones can merge into the earth. Yes, now slowly take your fingertips and draw them gently towards the back. Hopefully you have a bit of space if you're sitting on a chair. Very tactile, sensual, your fingertips along the floor, along the texture of your chair, your sofa, all the way to the back where you can rest your fingers to support gently. Don't lean on your arms. It's just a gentle support. Your spine is still rounded. You're resting your hands on the mounds of the fingers. Your thumbs are towards your torso and your fingers are directed away from your torso. And just pause there, and again, empty, heavy, breath is free. Yes, no reason to do this. Slowly tilting the pubic bone forward, letting the torso from the belly all the way up the torso. It's licking the space in front, slow, very sensual. And at the end there, a little bit of an arching between the shoulder blades, no pushing. Although I'm saying things that would encourage the doer, see if you can stay with a feeling of effortlessness, the face a little bit up towards the ceiling if it's comfortable. The heart opening, shining into the space in front. Long inhale, long exhale. The fingers and the earth, they're not fighting. Feel that the hands are resting on her belly. And so it changes the nature of that connection. The earth is breathing under the fingers. Yes, and now the torso comes back to a neutral position. The fingers travel back forward slowly. Feel the fingertips looking for broken shards of glass. All the way to the front. Just tasting the textures. Is it dry? Is it smooth? Is it cotton? Is it acrylic? Is it wool? But you don't, I say these words to awaken the sensation, not so much to know. If it's velvet, my skirt is velvet, but if I don't know anything, just the rich textures of life. Now the torso floats, turns towards the left, like a ghost. Let your hands rest on your left knee. And don't do anything. Hello, body. I don't want anything from you. I love hearing you, hearing your song. And I love that you would hear the borderlessness that is your true habitat. The lovingness that is your true habitat. Yes, and you're saying this to the difficult layers, especially. Hello, difficult layer. Slowly the torso now, towards the right side. Don't do it. Head and torso one. Unit, one cloud, hands on the lap, wherever. And just taste all the different textures, the hands, the clothes, the air on the skin, the sound of this voice, the tension or resistance. The thinkingness, it's all good. I love it all. Yes. Torso comes back. And now just let your body do whatever it wants to do. We're sitting, but if it wants to stand or just move in the chair, your arms, your legs, if the legs and the pelvis want to move, just let the body stand and just give it the complete freedom to do what bodies like to do. Sometimes bodies just want to stretch and wriggle or shake, and sometimes bodies like to dance. Because bodies know that they are being moved by that invisible creating force. So see what happens. Eyes are closed. Breath is free. Listen to your hands, to your hair, to the air. Listen to what wants to be listened to and let that move. Here is a time if there's feelings and emotions to give them chance to be shaped. Through movement and sound, by the way. But the emotions may start out with a content, story, or a label, but then you just let them unfold in the now, where they're free to just be raw. They're returned to God in a certain way. In my case, quite soon, there's a feeling of a bit of sort of wild, a rewilding of the body, right? It's a thing nowadays, the rewilding. Let this body of yours be rewildered. Which isn't an isolated occurrence. When the body's rewildered, it means that it's reuniting with the earth and the space and the water and fire. See if you can not lose the connection with the big field that you are, with the borderlessness. But sometimes you have to lose yourself in the shape that you take, and that's fine. You lose yourself in your own creation. Fully. Let that sensuality, dare I say sexuality, not that it should be sort of, but just, I don't know what I'm trying to say. There's something about life that's very sensual and even maybe sexual, this act of continuous creation. So let your pelvis, the earth, the soles of your feet, the palms of your hands, those places that are so sensual, so tactile, let them really, I don't know, come to life. Your belly, your breast, your throat, your mouth, your tongue, your lips. Yes. Gently, we're going to bring it again back to stillness. But you know, I it's a bit short. I really encourage you sometimes in the privacy of your own little sanctuary to give this body space just to sort of move, be moved, enjoy, celebrate itself. Once you've established its true abode. So yes, gently letting the body come back to disappear into stillness. Come back to where we started, not privileging the body, just Welcoming the totality of your experience without feeling you have to label. And then welcoming the welcoming itself, meaning knowing yourself as this welcoming presence. Not being so interested in experience anymore. Part maybe from the breath that keeps pointing. Keeps pointing to presence, comes out of presence, returns to presence. So if you must take interest in an experience, just bring it solely to your breath. But then see if you can let the breath be breathed, but stay as the invisible presence out of which the breath arises. Be the ocean, and the waves continue. Every time you find your attention sticking to an experience, you just surrender the experience into the openness and you come back. Don't do anything. Thank you. Thank you, thank you. Hi, Leslie Tuckman. I'm not sure I'm in the mood to chit chat. But we could try. I have to go in about 10 minutes, and part of me just wants to say, come back. I'm going to leave the meeting open for anybody who wants to connect, but I just feel actually maybe not move into conversation for me today. Would that be okay with all of you? Yeah, oh, thank you. But gratefulness, remind me your name, Miriam, I think it is, because I think you're the only one who's new today. Usually, Usually we would have a conversation where you could. So if you come again, if you have a
course.
question, if you want to email me, you're welcome to. But otherwise, come again.
Thank you. I will. Thank you so much. It was
Yeah,
lovely.
you're very welcome. So I'm gonna go, but Eugene is gonna close the meeting at 8, so you're really welcome to stay. Bye, everyone. Thank you. I love you all. Bye.
Hi Keith, where's your cat?
He's outside at the moment, even though it's suddenly quite cold.
Yeah.
Doesn't mind it with his fur,
Hi everyone.
What?
Good to see you, everyone. Wow. I'm glad that you made it on time, Annie. Yeah, I'm glad that you made it on
Yes.
time. You made a donation right before I closed it, so that's why you slipped out. Sorry about that.
That's fine, thank you. Yes, I'm often just at the last minute before I can get here and book
Yeah, of
in. So
course, completely. Yeah, it's
that,
completely fine.
no,
Yeah.
that's. I was just thinking I didn't want to disturb the silence, but thank you for your service because it's very beautiful and you're very receptive to, any time that I contact you or come pay late and slip in at the end. And you've got such lovely presence and smile. So
Oh,
thank
thank you
you.
so
You're a
much.
great gift to us all. Yeah.
Oh, thank you so much, Annie.
Okay.
Bye.
Bye bye. Bye bye.
Bye, Barsha. I think I'm gonna close the meeting.